You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Gary Hogan and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
One of my favorite stories that I know I've told you before, but I think is especially appropriate for Dave, is a story I told about a Jewish rabbi who one day realized he needed a haircut, and so he decided to try out a new barbershop that had just opened down the street. And so he went in and got his hair cut, and afterward he reached into his pocket to get his billfold to pay for the haircut. And the barber said to him, "No, Rabbi, there's no charge. The haircut's on me today." But the rabbi thanked the barber profusely and went on his way. The next morning, when the barber came to open up his shop, there on the doorstep was a note from the rabbi thanking the barber for the free haircut and also a box of 12 bagels. Later that day, a Baptist minister came in to get a haircut. And he too, after he received his haircut, reached into his pocket to get his billfold to pay for the haircut. And the barber said to him, "No, Reverend, there's no charge for the haircut. It's on me." And so the Baptist minister thanked the barber profusely and went on his way. The next morning, when the barber came to open up his shop, there on the doorstep was a note for the Baptist minister thanking him for the haircut and also along with a box of 12 donuts. Later that afternoon, a Catholic priest came in to try out the new barbershop. He got his haircut, and as he reached for his billfold to pay for the haircut, the barber said to him, "Father, there's no charge. The haircut's on me." So the priest thanked the barber profusely and went on his way. The next morning, when the barber came to open the door of his new shop, there on the doorstep, he found 12 more priests. It's okay if I tell that, but you should never tell that joke. When the crowds came looking for Jesus, he knew well why they had come in such great numbers to find him. He had given them free food. As we remember in last Sunday's gospel, he had fed the 5,000 with just a few loaves and a couple fish. And now they were hunting him down, seeking the one who could give them this free food. And so, understanding what's going on here, we see in today's gospel, Jesus gently and patiently explains to them that the bread that he has come to give them is not food for the stomach, but food for the soul, bread that will bring them eternal life. And so when the crowd said to Jesus, "Give us this bread always," he responds with the heart of today's gospel message, "I am the bread of life." Each week, we gather here to receive this food and drink of eternal life, the body and blood of Christ, so that we can be nourished to go forth to be his body broken and his blood poured out for others. That's what it means to be church, to be Christ present to others. And so we come here to be nourished so that we can go forth and be nourishment, be manna for others. A term that we hear used a lot in the post-Vatican II church today is evangelization. A term that may be somewhat new to many of us and not readily identifiable or understandable. The best definition that I have ever heard of evangelization is this. Evangelization is one hungry person telling another hungry person where they found bread. Evangelization then is simply leading others to Christ, the bread of life, by our daily lives of Christian living. Believing indeed that Christ is the only one who can truly satisfy all of our hungers and quench all of our thirst. And so as we gather once again today to partake of this food and drink of eternal life, the church challenges us to ask ourselves, how are we seeking to satisfy our hungers and to quench our thirst? And secondly, how can we help satisfy the hungers and quench the thirst of all God's people? Being here around the Lord's banquet table each week is the best place to begin in responding to God's call of evangelization.